Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. It's easy to use, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about an encounter I had with Chef Tyler Florence. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. We are in the thick of Baselworld 2017. Definitely check out my website, www.amitdavehonda.com, to get all the latest news on what's going on at Baselworld, from Rolex, Tudor, Patek Philippe, and many others. All right, so I want to talk to you today about an encounter I had with Chef Tyler Florence. So Tyler Florence, you know, like, I grew up watching him. My mother was a massive fan of, you know, cooking shows growing up, and, you know, she's an amazing cook, an amazing baker, and, you know, she always had it on in the background, no matter, you know, whenever the Food Network started, she was, like, on it, like a boss. And so I used to see it and be like, can't we change the channel, can't we change the channel? But I was always into watches from a very, very young age. And I'd say, I don't know, maybe in 2002, 2003, you know, my mom was watching the Food Network and Tyler Florence was on the show. He had his own show, and, you know, he was he had this, like, he was doing a segment on seafood stew or something like that. He had a massive pot of, like, shrimps and all sorts of seafood and shellfish and all sorts of stuff. And as he's mixing it in and getting in the thick of it all, he's wearing this really masculine, hunky, iconic pilot's watch, the IWC Big Pilot's Watch, which came out in 2002, which I actually was lucky enough to own myself. And what made it really cool for me was, you know, seeing him subsequently wearing other watches on the show, and just having mad respect for him. You know, because chefs get a really bad rap of being, like, giant dicks. You know, it's like where ego meets food. And he was one of these guys that just came across as really natural, very, very relatable, very humble, very kind of, you know, just like a guy's guy, like, you know, like a friend. And so, I always had that in the back of my mind, and I always was like, that's cool, you know, maybe one day I'll run into him, I'll meet him, I'll talk to him, I'll connect with him, however that may occur. So then we, you know, fast forward 10 years later to 2012, I'm watching The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Well, it wasn't The Tonight Show at that time, it was The Late Show with Jimmy Fallon, or Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, whatever it was called, before he got The Tonight Show. And, you know, often Jimmy Fallon does, like, cooking segments with famous chefs. Not, like, all the time, but he's known to do that. And Tyler Florence was on the show, and I remember I saw Tyler Florence wearing a Rolex Deep Sea on a NATO strap. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to Tyler Florence on Twitter. And you never know. You never know what will happen. Maybe he'll respond, maybe he won't. So, you know, I messaged him and I said, hello, you know, hey, Tyler Florence, big fan. Were you on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon wearing a Rolex Deep Sea, on a NATO strap? And he responded, like, not immediately, but within an hour, he was like, yes. And I was like, wow, that's so cool, blah, blah, blah. And we started, you know, sending messages back and forth to each other. And I said, what's your favorite watch? And he sent me a message back with a screenshot of a Panerai that he bought. And I was floored. I was blown away. 42 millimeter stainless steel, Panerai radio mirror case, GMT alarm with a Gerard Perregaux Traveler 2 movement. And I was very familiar with that watch. I'd sold that watch many times, but very unique piece. You have to really know Panerai to even know what that is, because the movement was made by Gerard Perregaux for Panerai, and then they modified it or added their touches to it. But I was just really blown away with the accessibility that I had to him, and how kind he was, and how candid he was, and how open he was. And, you know, not all celebs are dicks, and, you know, not all people in the world of entertainment are arrogant. And I have to say, like, that experience, you know, gave me the confidence to reach out to a bunch of other people who I've subsequently interviewed, whether it be, you know, I mean, you can check the roster of who I've interviewed. Not all of them I've reached out through Twitter, but whether it was Praz from the Fugees, or Elliot Easton from the Cars, or Brendan McDonald, who's the producer of the WTF podcast with Marc Maron, I don't think I would have had the confidence, or had as much confidence, to reach out to those people, however I got through to them, if it weren't for my experience with Chef Tyler Florence. And I just want to thank him for being so kind and so cool and so open and honest. And, you know, my goal is to really interview him one day, because he's a watch collector. He loves watches. He has great taste. He seems like a really relatable guy. He seems like a really honest and cool guy, and a really just down-to-earth person. And yeah, so I'll definitely put the link down to that story. I actually wrote an article about it, probably like, I don't know, maybe 6-7 months later. So in 2013 sometime, I wrote an article, and, you know, I wrote about the whole interaction. I took a screenshot of the watch that he actually sent me, that he is his favorite watch, with the text and the dialogue between the two of us. Just a quick screenshot, nothing too personal. But definitely check that out. You can check that out by clicking the link below of this podcast. And definitely, if you want to reach out to me, I do work on a consultation fee basis of $150. It gets you a couple of hours of my time. The way to do that is through PayPal. PayPal me the money at amitdevehonda@gmail.com. And, you know, it's great. It's a great way for you to really get good advice, sound advice from a professional, from an expert, from someone who has had many years of experience and has had a lot of watches pass through his hands. And I generally like to advise my clients to buy watches that have value. And the best part of my consultation fee service is that not only do I guide you, advise you, but I also work with the best authorized dealers in the country to get you the best possible prices, and depending on where you live, no tax, you know, from Rolex to Cartier to all the major brands, and including my own brand that I distribute, Kingsley 1945. They're all, you know, designed and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. I'm a distributor for the West Coast for that brand. They're watches that should be $5,000 to $7,000, but are under $3,000, and they're all made to order. You can definitely check that out as well. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's a great place to go to get informed and to get caught up. Go to www.amitdevehonda.com/sign-up. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.